Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your zip code so I can locate an account, please?
70601.
Just a moment. What's your first and last name?
Hope Victorian.
Okay, Ms. Victorian, could you please verify your shipping address for me, please?
715 Sycamore Street, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 70601.
Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, Ms. Victorian, it looks like you have been enrolled in a monthly membership for something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, I seen it on my bank statement, and I did not authorize or did I say I ever wanted that.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And it's $56. So
yes,
I could really appreciate it if y'all could return that to my account, please.
Okay. Actually, ma'am, it started from you ordering that tracker tag back on the 6th of November last year. They had a disclaimer up there, Ms. Victoria, that stated that you had 72 hours to cancel this or they would enroll you in this monthly membership. And they've actually been charging you since 11/10/21. They started charging you $49.97 a month. Then in February, it went up to $56.95. Now, because there was a disclaimer stating that this was going to happen if you didn't call to cancel within the 3 days that they allow you, these charges are deemed legal and valid. I can cancel out the account, but unfortunately, Ms. Victorian, all they offer initially is a refund of 35% to that charge of $56.95. I do have your account canceled, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Oh, so they can't give me my money back? That's okay. I'm gonna just give me another card, and they won't be able to get it that way.
Well, what I can do, ma'am, is refund the 50% off. I mean, refund you 50% of that last charge. Hang on, Miss Victoria. Let me ask my supervisor if I can refund you in full. You mind holding on a minute? You still need to get
please.
Your cancellation. I'll see if they'll let me refund you in full. It's just as a one-time courtesy, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Hold on just a second for me, please. Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
I was able to do it. She allowed me to, gave me the authorization to return this. This is a third-party call center, ma'am, and we provide customer support for different online vendors. And this is just one of them. We have to follow their protocol, being that this is a third-party call center. However, she did give me authorization to refund that. Let me see. It was $56.95. I put it back on your Visa card ending 28.95, ma'am. You should have that money, Ms. Victoria, back on your card within the next 3 to 5 business days. And I sent you a refund confirmation email to hopevictorian39@gmail.com. You should get that momentarily. If you don't get it right away, Ms. Victoria, please allow 24 to 48 hours because they are computer generated. So sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Ordinarily, they go straight through. At any rate, here's your cancellation number, and that's just for your records. That proves that you called in to cancel it.
Okay.
Your cancellation number is going to be C, as in cancel, 260-652-518. Again, C, like cat, 260-652-518 is your cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay. And again, that money's going back to your Visa card ending 28.95, 3 to 5 business days, Ms. Victorian. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, ma'am?
No, ma'am. That'll be all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Have a good evening and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.